listener production.
Hey there, Stephen Joyce with you. Police are calling for witnesses or dashcam footage after a late-night crash in Wagga South. Emergency crews were called to Ray Street in Tolland at around 9 p.m. last Friday. It was reported a ute left the road before crashing into a pole and then a tree. The 28-year-old driver and 24-year-old passenger were taken to hospital with minor injuries. Wagga Council is set to give the green light this evening to a five-storey apartment block in the CBD. Staff have recommended approving the DA, which would see an existing building in Fitzmaurice Street knocked down. The new development, worth almost $8 million, would have commercial space on the ground floor and 16 units on the other levels. As our region students head back to school over the next few days, there's a fresh reminder for drivers to abide by school zones. The rush also brings about extra traffic and possibly heightened angst, prompting calls from Minister Jenny Aitchison to be extra careful on the road as kids return to the classroom.
Look, the most important thing is to keep your speed down to the posted speed limit, which is generally 40 kilometres around all schools. Make sure you're looking out for children. They're some of our most vulnerable road users. They can often dash in a way that is a bit unpredictable and unsafe.
An upset win in the River League has seen Leeton topple reigning premiers Turvey Park on the weekend. The Crows snatching a one-point win on enemy territory to record their first victory of the season. Elsewhere, there were wins to Ganmain, Mango and Collingully. In the Farrow League, The Rock and CSU remain unbeaten after a successful weekend, the Magpies toppling Mara in an Anzac Day thriller, whilst the Bush Pigs made light work of the Saints. Elsewhere, East Wagga got back to winning ways and the Northern Jets logged out a win in Collyamblee. In the Pasco Cup, Henwood Park made a successful return to first grade with a thrilling 4-3 win over South Wagga. Tolland, Lake Albert and reigning champs Hanwood also securing the 3 points.